There's no mom manual. We all know that. So this is the place you want to be. To laugh, to learn, to share, to join. The moms couldn't be more different, but best friends, partners, and now family. Melissa is happily married.
Denise is happily divorced.
And they're parenting
worlds apart.
Their thoughts on many things, complete opposite.
Complete opposite.
Grab your friends and join the moms. Here's Denise and Melissa.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Moms Podcast. Melissa, are you with me?
Yes, I'm with you.
There you go.
With me?
Do you ever feel like you're all over the place? You know, I mean, I can't be the only one. We have been so busy, and work and school and the kids, and we've been traveling so much, and I just feel like so scattered. And I think our producer Tyler, maybe you feel it too. I'm sorry, but being busy is good. So we have so much to share with you. This is a really fun show. We all grew up watching Ralph Macchio in, like, literally, obviously the Karate Kid, but in so many things, The Outsiders, and I mean, just he's so incredible. So we hosted a Mamarazzi event last week for his new show, Cobra Kai, which will you can all start watching this week on YouTube Red. And I have to tell you something, it was so much fun. I mean, Melissa, I think you didn't know what to do with yourself.
I didn't.
But
this has never happened. And we've hosted all of them, not to sound obnoxious, from Hugh Jackman to Will Smith to interviewing Sting. And I literally had to stop mid-sentence, because if someone had told me growing up in St. Louis, Missouri, when I was infatuated and like I thought he was my boyfriend in my head, that one day
all over my walls,
one day that I would be not only meeting him, but sitting next to him and interviewing him, I would have laughed in your face.
Right. But that's like what I tell my kids all the time. Anything is possible. And it was such, and he's such a normal human being and so cool. So anyway, you'll hear from him later. So stay tuned very soon.
He said we were like a tennis match.
Yeah, because we had him sitting in the middle of the two of us. You can picture that. And his head is going one way, one way, one way, one way, one way. And he like didn't know what to do with us. I think he had a lot of fun though.
He did.
But we will bring more of Ralph to you. And
Johnny's in the new show.
Yes,
Johnny.
It's really fun. I can't wait to watch it. It's so funny. Since we saw the first episode last week, my kids and I and Jeremy and I, like, all we keep saying is, oh, when is it out? Why isn't it out yet? Like, we just want to keep watching it. It's like one of those shows that you just want to see right away. So luckily, once it comes out this week, we'll be able to watch.
And I have to also say, like, you know, once we posted a photo from the event,
The Moms Network on Instagram.
Yeah, the amount of messages and text messages I got with, like, Banzai Melissa and wax on, wax off and finish him. Like, everyone remembers all the lines from that movie. I mean,
do you have a favorite line?
Oh, yeah.
Let's ask people to tweet us. Tweet us at the moms what your favorite Ralph Macchio line is, because I think everyone has one in their head. It's kind of a fun one, right?
So many.
So many. And so many events also. I'm off to LA this week. I'm so excited. It just worked out that we're hosting an event at SeaWorld in San Diego on Saturday. And it's for the launch of their Sesame Street Parade. And so it's just so perfect. I'm going to take my kids with me because they haven't missed school all year, which I'm really proud of. And you know, sometimes I think that life experience and seeing hard work firsthand wins over missing two days of school. So I'm pulling my kids. I'm sure a lot of you would have other words for me, but it's a great opportunity to have family time. And I love teaching by doing with
your
my
boys
kids.
Are going to be, they're going to really, I think Jaron mostly, he's going to really be into the animal rescue missions that they do.
Right.
Because a lot of people, you know, they have Shamu in their head and all the whale shows, but they really don't know the in-depth work of what they do. And it's pretty unbelievable.
So that's actually my mom's do your homework for you today. We're going to start the show with that, because one of the things that I love to do is anywhere we travel, whether you're in a car ride for an hour or getting on a plane and going to a new city, what I love to do with my kids is search the areas that we're going to. So first, we're actually going to LA because I'm hosting an event. I'm speaking at an event by the new amazing company Brandlist, and we'll talk more about that next week. But I'll be there in Los Angeles on Thursday speaking about my cancer journey and how social media cured me of cancer, which is a really fun topic.
Or Dr. Basalga.
Or Dr. Basalga at Memorial Sloan Kettering, right? But and then Friday, I am taking part in the Single Moms Planet event, which is a great nonprofit that helps. I never like to call myself a single mom, but because my kids, like I've always said, have an active father, and I'm not a single mom trying to support myself on my own. So it's a really great charity that supports single parents. And so I'm going to be at that event on Friday in LA. But the point of My Moms Do Your Homework is anytime you go anywhere with your kids that's outside of your area, tell them where you're going and let them start to research and find places that they want to go or see or drive past, or if there's, you know, even a fun restaurant with history behind it. So my kids know that we're going to LA. My son is a sneakerhead, so there's a sneaker store he wants to go to. He knows that we're not buying anything, but he's followed them on Instagram and he wants to see it. Both of my kids, I told them about Brandless, and I told them about how this new company, everything is $3 and everything is healthy and it's just a better lifestyle company. And so they've started researching that and where it is and what's next door and what's near it. And then they've started researching San Diego and what's near SeaWorld and what fun places there would be to go to. And so I really like give it to my kids. They're at these great ages that it's really fun to be explorers. So my mom's your homework again is, if you're going anywhere outside of your comfort zone with your kids, make it a fun project for them to learn on their own and say, hey, mom, can we go drive past this when we're there? And it's just like a really, it adds to the adventure. And obviously, it's a great moment to learn while you're doing.
And I'm going to add to that, because I do something similar, but you should also get them a journal so they can write down memories and notes, because no one writes anymore. And it's like the only time I found, like when I'm on the plane, my kids are writing like a to-do list to do in that town, or they're commenting on like what they wrote about what they want to do or want to see. I always get my kids' journals before we go on vacations.
Do they use them?
They have, yeah.
Right. Jaron writes down, because he writes music songs. He writes songs, lyrics, and so he writes for that. I don't know if I could get them to use a journal.
You could try.
I'll try. Thanks
okay,
for that.
Okay, so I am not going to the West Coast with my better half work wife, because my daughter is making her spring debut with the New York City Ballet in a ballet that was choreographed by Jerome Robbins called Circus Polka. Okay. And we are in our last few
proud
rehearsals.
Proud mom moment.
I am. It's kind of crazy. So
we're splitting up.
Yeah, we're splitting
up. You want to know something funny? On the way to school this morning, Jaron said to me, what time is our flight on Wednesday, Mom? And I said, it's at 5:45. He goes, are we going to eat dinner on the plane? I'm like, that's what you're worried about? So guess what, everybody? Guess what I packed this morning?
What'd you pack?
Go-Go Squeeze.
Good job. Good job.
Everyone's looking for simple ways to squeeze more fruit and veggies into their kids' day. Well, Go-Go Squeeze is made from 100% all-natural fruit with no artificial anything. They've got over 25 amazing flavors, even veggies, pantry-friendly yogurt. Pack their lunch boxes or our suitcases with something delicious that you can feel great about, too. Go-Go Squeeze fruit-on-the-go pouches. Find them in the applesauce aisle today. Or you can find them in every bag I take everywhere.
And my purse.
There you go.
And dance bags.
Okay, everybody. So we're going to go right into Ralph Macchio, because we don't want to hog him. And we probably did hog him too much. But we hope you enjoy Ralph Macchio.
Mamarazzi is a live town hall event series that provides moms and media with the access to celebrities. Listen for yourself. Listen for yourself. Here's Denise and Melissa.
Everybody,
what suspense. How is it?
Are you excited?
Are you excited?
Okay.
We
Ralph Macchio.
All right.
So I did read about the coming together of Cobra Kai.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously, it's like, I'm sure you've been approached through the years. You got to keep going. You got to make another. So how did it happen?
Well,
it's
listen. Awesome. Yeah, thank you.
Sorry, it's really exciting.
It is very exciting.
Good.
It is good. And it gets better, and the there's more layers and arcs to the characters and new characters. And the young kids, the next generation, really get, you know, because that's what we want to do. We want to pay homage to the legacy, yeah, to the nostalgia of it all, to all those callbacks that we grew up with this movie, but yet create a fresh angle in for the younger generation to enjoy something from 2018. So how did it all start? I said no for 30 years. Every time someone
wait, you said no for 30 years.
Well, and not to this specific
Everyone wanted a piece
everyone.
Of something.
It's like, you know what would be great? If you had a kid who knew Rocky Balboa's kid, and you guys teach them, you know, everyone's got to know.
That's awesome.
Right? So I've heard them all. I always felt very protective of the character, very protective of the franchise. And it was always easier and felt better to let it be, you know. Now, you know, I think a lot of it had to do with timing, and a decent amount of it had to do with our three creators, John, Josh, and Hayden, who created the Harold and Kumar franchise and the Hot Tub Time Machine franchise. So they,
you guys know that,
sort of
right?
They knew how to write to a young generation, mm-hmm. or a sort of a hip generation. Hip is an old word. How could I use that?
A describe? Lit. My son would say lit.
A totally lit. A totally lit generation. There you go. So, and they had a very fresh angle in to go in through the eyes of Johnny Lawrence, whatever happened to the bully, the villain. And they also wanted to, stay true to the theme of bullying, because that's changed. They had this fresh angle in through the eyes of Johnny Lawrence, like the film Creed, which was about, it didn't deal directly with Rocky Balboa's story. Yeah. If you parallel that to Daniel LaRusso's story, you got from the inside from Apollo Creed's son, and you got back into that, the universe, the Rocky universe, in that direction. So I found that an interesting angle in, and how then you would learn about where LaRusso is at this point, and then the show as it takes off in its 10 episodes this first season. They're each dual protagonists and dual antagonists, because they're each other's kryptonite.
And had you stayed in touch with Johnny over the years?
I have. The last 10 years or so, the How I Met Your Mother, we did a thing on that, and the writers of that show came up with the whole concept where Barney Stinson, Neil Patrick Harris's character, said, you know, the true Karate Kid is William Zabka. It was an illegal crane kick, and the Jersey kid came and just ruined this kid's life. He was going to marry the girl, and he came to town and screwed everything up. And so that's where that started. And also, going back to your initial question, now is the time, why I said no for 30 years, and now is yes. These streaming services, the Netflixes of the world, the YouTube Red, Amazon, all this, you have the ability to make a 5-hour movie, which is basically what we did, and cut it up into 10 half-hour parts. Where years back it was either you're a major motion picture sequel, or you have to be 20 episodes on ABC or NBC. So now they're able to binge watch and do all this other stuff that people are loving nowadays.
And that's such a nice way to do things now, to be able to watch a show like this with your family. And you're such a family guy. I mean, you live basically where you grew up, right?
For the most part.
Married with two kids. So what do your kids think about this now? Because, I mean, you've always been acting, but I'm sure they grew up with you, like people coming up to you as the Karate Kid.
Right.
Now here you are again.
Right. Well, they, you know, they're adults now. So they have very specific opinions. I would always tease that my daughter, when she was a young kid and the Karate Kid would be on in the house, she would run out of the room because they were beating up Daddy. She went through her teen years. I think she took them a little, like, yeah, okay, you can slap him again. One more time.
Yeah.
No, she... They all... it's interesting for them because I made those movies before they were born. So I was... that was that guy. That wasn't the geek dad that I am now. So
kind of.
No, they're very supportive. They're fantastic, and they did. They always reviewed the films as Karate Kid 1, Karate Kid 2, Karate Kid 3.
Oh my god!
So they're very, they straight shooters.
And what about shooters. Cobra Kai?
Cobra Kai, they love. They both love it. They've seen all of them, all 10 of them. And last night we were at the Tribeca Film Festival for the first two episodes. The second episode really. You have to watch that one too, because then that really ties in the Daniel LaRusso side of the story, where the first episode you saw today is pretty much setting up Johnny Lawrence's world, but how he is haunted by LaRusso.
I'm sorry, I'm like looking at you. This is so surreal. I had the biggest crush on you growing up.
Yes.
My husband, before I left, was like, I had the biggest crush on Elizabeth Shue.
Right.
And now I'm sitting here interviewing you.
And
this
is literally all over my wall. So I want to know.
Sorry,
which
I cleared that
more,
out. I'm so sorry. Now we'll open
which
it up.
Which is more annoying? Because, like, clearly everywhere
which,
you
view?
Which
of
No, but my question is annoying.
Although I will say
incredible.
One thing, I am definitely watching some tennis here.
Okay.
I'm trying to.
I know we can't get enough of you. No, we're fighting good. Over you. No. We have to. We
I'm trying to
everyone.
Equally. No, I just want to make sure you didn't say. You know, he was looking to the right.
He is speaking my life.
It's my turn. Good. See, which question is more intense? I'm sure everywhere you go, it's either do the move or you were all over my wall.
Wow, that's the first time I've been asked that question, so that's a good thing. I feel like I've been asked everything. Which is more annoying, you were all over my wall, or will you do the crane cake? I think, will you do the crane is more annoying.
Okay, so you're not going to ask him that.
No, that's not happening. I'll slip a disc and then I can't make my next interview.
So we haven't seen the other episodes coming up, but obviously... You're going to do some karate, I imagine. So talk just quickly about, like, did you have to go into, like, intense training again? Are you in your backyard? You sometimes mess around.
Yeah, my
dad.
Well, listen.
You got a dog.
It was a lot. It was a lot easier 34 years ago.
Really?
Yeah, there's, listen, fortunately we have great kids, great high school age kids in the show, the next generation that has really the heavy lifting. They do a lot of the action sequences. Because the arc of the first season does lead back to the All Valley Karate Championship, it's awesome. But for Daniel LaRusso, who has had this void in his life, Mr. Miyagi is no longer there for him. He passed away about 8 years ago. Mm-hmm. His daughter Samantha, who he used to train with up until she was about 8 years old, now she's not as interested. She's more interested in boys at school because she's now a teenager. Mm-hmm. So there's a void in Daniel's life, and martial arts is not part of his life. When Johnny Lawrence opens this Cobra Kai dojo, he's
Stay
not
going
to let that happen. And so it takes a couple of episodes and Daniel actually losing his balance, if you will, as an adult in order to sort of define his own self and bring martial arts to it. So it was a whole lot of stretching and warm-up. It's all about
all
stretching and warming up. But there's a couple of good kicks. Episode 4 has my first surprise. Mm. Where does that come from? And I'm not going to say it looks that great, but it looks like a guy who hasn't trained in 8 years.
It's real life, right?
It's real life. And listen, Daniel LaRusso, even in the film, in the original Karate Kid film, I think part of the beauty of that character and why it's resonated for so long is he was a kid who really had no business winning anything. Mm-hmm. He was the every kid next door. He represented to all of us in this room that wish fulfillment that we can overcome those obstacles and achieve our goals. Yes, we all want a little human Yoda like Mr. Miyagi to help us through navigate adolescence, but I think that's
the
beauty
of
that film. It's the underdog, and it's exactly. And that's an inspirational character, and it's my privilege and blessing to have been the guy they pick.
Amazing.
That's how I look at it.
So my question to you is, what advice do you give dads that want to get their kids into karate?
Mm. Oh, listen, I think martial arts, which I didn't do a ton of, I have to say, people are like, you're awesome. No, not really. I did my best in the movie. You know, it's just like anything else. You have to be a guitar player, or you have to, you know, whatever you take up that task to be convincing. So it's all part of the acting process. The amount of time I was training in martial arts for the films and had access to it, I think the Eastern philosophy, the whole thing, I mean, it's like, it's the Miyagi-isms of it all. It's the anti-Cobra Kai. That's why. Oh, Cobra Kai is still, in my view, it's like, that's bad stuff. You know, it's negative. But in the show, it's an entertainment value to it. I think, you know, finding your balance in life and all those things. I think the philosophy of it is as important as the physical element of it. And so if you can find a sensei or a school that speaks to that, I think it's great discipline for kids. It's collaborative. It's learning another culture and philosophy, and then physically active instead of being on our phones and eating cheese doodles, which is, you know, or boredom. Boredom is bad. So that's my advice. You know, it might not be the most wise, but that's what I got for you.
Awesome. Okay, we're gonna do one quick thing. It takes 1 minute, and we just fire a couple questions called the Minute with the Moms.
Okay, let me just make sure I don't get whiplash.
You might. Okay, favorite date night?
Favorite date night with my wife, seeing New York, New York with De Niro and Liza Minnelli. It was our first date, and we're married 31 years.
Amazing. Go with that. Favorite thing to cook?
Favorite thing to cook? I would say linguine with like a shrimp scampi and that's awesome.
Okay, daily exercise regime minus karate.
Yeah, just trying to touch my knees, let alone my toes.
Perfect. Favorite thing to do with your kids?
Favorite thing to do with my kids? Oh God, it's different because one's a girl, one's a boy.
How many seconds?
30 seconds.
Go to sporting events, go to concerts. But great movies. Favorite concert for me is Springsteen.
Awesome. Oh my God, them too. Okay, yeah. A dream acting collaboration.
Dream acting collaboration. Daniel Day-Lewis. I would love to just sit there and just, you know, say yes to something that he says.
Sure.
You know
what I mean? And that was A Minute with the Moms with Ralph Macchio.
Guess what? I don't need coffee till next Tuesday.
There you go.
So that was Ralph Macchio from his new series, Cobra Kai, and we all grew up with him, unless you're a millennial mom, and you'll be now totally into him as well. And we want to thank you for listening to the Moms Podcast. We did not have a mom entrepreneur on this week, but we want to have moms on all the time, and dads. So please email us, moms@themoms.com, to share your story. And you can find us on Instagram, at The Moms Network, and at Facebook, The Moms Network, and on Twitter, at The Moms. Have a great week, everyone.